Now I saw in my dream that the highway up which Christian was to go was fenced on either side with a wall that was called Salvation. Up this way, therefore, did burdened Christian run, but not without great difficulty because of the load that was on his back. He ran thus till he came to a place somewhat ascending, and high up on the top of that place stood a cross, and a little below in the valley a sepulchre. So I saw in my dream that Christian with great effort did climb to the foot of the said cross and gazed with wonder upon one suffering there. And it was so that as soon as he came up, even with the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do till it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then was Christian glad and lightsome, and said with a merry heart,
He hath given me rest by his sorrow, and life by his death. The innocent hath suffered for the guilty, and by his stripes am I healed. Oh, praise him!
Then he stood still a while to look and wonder. For it was very surprising to him that the sight of the cross should thus so effectively ease him of all his burden. He looked, therefore, and looked again, even till the springs that were in his head sent the water down his cheeks.
Oh, my Lord, is it truly for love of me that thou dost so suffer? Is it truly my sins that have broken thine heart so? Oh, then must I praise thee as long as within me there be breath